Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I've gone to Arsenal to go watch Arsenal play, bro. I didn't go to the box. I didn't go to club level. I went to like the 50, 60 pound tickets. I see him there. I said, nah. And this is when he played for the club. He played for the club.
Let's stop being disrespectful. I'm telling you, let me say it here first. What's his name?
Colin Bramall.
He will be back in the Premier League. His left foot.
How old is he?
How old is
he?
What? What?
He's getting on, yeah, man.
Are you joking?
That was a while ago. Wenger signed him. Wenger
don't worry, you heard it here first. You heard it here first.
It might be the wrong one. If he's the one that scored the...
It's the busiest time of year for us, man. Can't get a minute's rest, family life, you get me, gym balance. It's all over the place.
I hear that, man. I feel like I'm just eating the same thing. There's not much time, man.
We've got a busy 2026, AFCON, World Cup. So whatever time we've got now is a blessing, Lips.
I hear that. That's where Thrive enters the mix. Thrive meals are delivered straight to your door, ready to heat and eat in minutes.
Which gives us our time back to focus on the projects we've got set for 2026.
With Thrive, there's a weekly changing menu with 100 meals to choose from each month, meaning we get some great variety.
Thrive uses 100% natural ingredients with none of that nasty stuff. No UPFs, no artificial flavours.
And the food is all prepared fresh by in-house chefs, so it tastes like your favourite home-cooked meal.
I particularly like the harissa lamb meatballs, fam.
Damn. I bet you did.
The meals are high in protein, macro balance, and it's approved by nutritionists.
The Cajun prawns and the Spanish style rice was divine.
So if you're like us and you want an hour a day back to start 2026, right?
Go to thrive.co.uk, that is thrive.co.uk/filthy to get 40% off your first box. Code filthy to get 40% off your first week, 20% off weeks two and three included in that as well.
What a deal.
What flavour is Christmas cake?
Imagine this one's from Selfridges.
What's a smorgasbord again?
So cognac infused.
Wow.
I bet smorgasbord is something to do with something.
Fruit.
Dead people or something.
It's fruit, isn't it? It's not spuds.
Yeah, smorgas, that's what I'm saying. I didn't even say
no, but it's going to have cognac in it, but it's going to be fruitcake. Usually put rum in it. Yeah. Could be nice.
There's two more days left of 2025.
Whoa.
Yeah. Let's do a draft, man. Why not? The year's almost done. I hope everybody had a good Christmas. Obviously, we got the lovely Secret Santa presents, thinking about each other.
Have you spent time with white people? Because you're sounding Cockney. He's like, you know what I mean? Just had a draft, and I thought we'd get out of a bang. You know what I mean?
I did, mate. It's funny you said that, Santa. You know what I mean?
I just thought I'd let you know, I didn't bring nothing for the Secret Santa, but I've got a Selfridges Christmas cake, cognac infused.
Wow.
Chat to me, people. Okay. If you want a slice?
AKA Rum Kick.
Rum Kick.
Yo.
Rum Kick, dog.
Who's got a shank? What are you going to do? Are you going to cut it with a cup? No. No way. All right. I was going to say.
Yeah, no, I have seen that. Yeah, but on a plastic cut, can't do it. But yeah, then mugs and then, yeah.
Well, you know what it is, yeah? If I be honest with you, boys. I used to train, innit? And my sensei taught me to how to make my hands like blades.
Oh, is it?
Wait, is your hand...
Hey, if you wash your hands, then you could do the blade thing.
Oh, look.
Yeah, them freaky right, blade hands. Make sure it's proper bladey,
blade
bro.
Hands, you know?
Cutting up all types of crevices in there. Chopping up bare pieces of pullman and everybody.
Innit? A man's chopping the pork and then turn it.
This is going to go left. This is selfish.
Do it slowly, Nips. Cool.
You can do this, man.
Go from the tip. Bun that. Yee. Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's not happening. It's not happening. This is.
The only way of doing it is using this gloss. Hey,
don't
chop it. No.
You know you break your hand on it.
When do we become honest, fellas?
Young dry hands.
Okay, I heard that. Is that clean though?
Probably not. Oh my God, put a dirty...
Yeah, no, it was a fun plan, but forget this.
Porridge with the hard aloe. Was that bro, cake been there for?
Cake is this.
That's different icing.
Yeah, but I'm Hennessy in there or something.
You better not used to Selfridges cakes, fam. No, bro, mate.
This is my slice, isn't it?
Give me a slice, man.
This is my slice.
Hey,
isn't it?
You know you. This on, cake. This is for you. This cake gets that Michael Jackson meme. You know, and he's doing that face to you. You know that face. You know
what has happened, bro? Look what I've done to this cake.
That cake is mid.
The cake just like bounced back.
Yeah,
I like that. It's fake black people cake.
Oi, you know that's how they cut pizza in like European countries.
They with the scissors, 100%.
But the pizza's thin, people. Man, focus, man.
It's all right, it's all right. Bro, these have just made a mess, man. Let's move forward.
Thanks, Po. Thank you, Po.
Everybody get back in the car. What a waste of fucking time.
That's the worst cake. Why don't you just get a normal sponge cake, bro? Fucking hell, man. I got this from Selfridges. It's shit. That cake actually is. What is that? Honestly, it's the worst cake I've ever had.
So remember, like we said, this January in a couple of days. Yeah, it's just a couple of days away. It's a big month in the football calendar. Yeah. Fix your pile-ups, injuries.
FA Cup third round.
There we go.
Who cares about that?
Beautiful cup.
And the transfer window opens. January is a big month, yeah? Some signings stink, others work wonders. So let's draft January signings only in the Premier League.
History.
Yeah, history. Premier League history. Let's create the best team we can.
He's got a coin.
Why?
He's got a coin.
Why?
Because he's got to look. Decide his top.
Let's start from here, innit?
Why? Start from here.
Who's white? Who's green?
No, that's not gonna flip, man. That's crazy.
Like Gambit.
Yeah, we got a coin.
If Loons were smart, he would let Poet start. Yes, you would, because you'll get two picks.
I just want. Okay, cool. Heads or tails? Pause.
Tails.
£2, you know, that's a serious coin.
Heads. So it's
no, we don't know that. Yeah. Let me check. I didn't see that. That's crazy.
What?
You can't do it.
Give it to me. I definitely cheated. You're an idiot. See?
And you know what's so mad? I saw it go on tails and I pretended nothing happened.
Yeah, you know what? Just for that, you start, Poet.
You wanted him to start. So I go, Flip. No, I'm joking. Flip.
You cheated. So forget you. You ain't got no voice in this.
Is there any club rules here? We're just got to be open, innit?
For the first time ever in draft history, I am part of a two-man team. Yeah, I think that's okay. Me and Jad are picking this team.
Okay, that makes Jad. Sense. As long as it's not Loons.
The problem is, because obviously Dan can't be here for the whole time. So therefore we need to, do you know what I'm saying?
All right, cool. Before we start.
How about me, bruv? I got far to drive.
All right, boys.
You lot are starting the second episode this late, bro. What's wrong with you lot? And someone keeps pissing on the toilet floor. I'll see that. No, honestly, it's disgusting.
I don't use that toilet, so it's not me.
All right, no, and that's what I'm saying. I didn't want to snitch. I'm not snitching. I'm still not snitching. You look at take from whatever he just said, right? I'm walking out. He goes, "Where are you going?" I said, "Toilet." He went, "Why don't you just use the girls' toilet?" I said, "No, because that's out of order."
That is snitching.
What? Who said that?
I'm not saying.
What?
You said it.
What?
You just said it. You said it. I didn't say it.
Anyway, we publish new football content every Monday and Wednesday, as well as the BTS on Friday. So make sure you subscribe and ring the bell to get notified. Not to miss out. Poet won the coin toss. You are going to start the draft.
All right. The person I'm going to pick, mostly I'm picking them because Loons pissed me off. This individual has had a fantastic run in the Premier League, but unfortunately, I believe it's coming to an end. It's not the individual that Steve-O doesn't like, because I don't believe he was signed in the month of January, but it is the individual Loons likes that was signed in the month of January. And the picture to announce he signed to the club, I believe he was standing next to a Christmas tree. He was to his right, and he was taller than it because his name is Van Dijk.
Yeah, cold.
Good signing. Cold. That's the first round.
Behave
signing.
Yourself when you're here now. Behave yourself. Thank you.
You see, light-skinned CEOs, they're the worst. All right, so I'm going to go probably... Poet has said Van Dijk, which, if you're looking through it, could be one of the greatest ever signings in the Premier League because of he's one of the best ever defenders in the Premier League. But if I had to go neck and neck with that...
Bun up. You don't have to.
It's all right, keep it moving.
I'm going to go for a guy that Manchester United signed for 7 million called Nemanja Vidic.
That's a good signing. That's a first round signing.
I think that's the one, like, only person that can go toe for toe, head to head with.
Maybe better.
All right, cool. Lippy, where are you going?
It's either going to be.
Nope, it's not either.
It's either going to be left wing or up front, depending on what I do later on. This is a man that came in to an Arsenal side that wasn't doing too well, gave us a little bit of hope, had a very good goal scoring record that season and for the rest of his Arsenal career, and that's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Okay.
From Dortmund.
Bamba Club.
Well,
these.
You know what? I'll do left wing. I'll be
so what do you mean? We're just going to leave him floating?
No, he's plays left wing. It depends. What's, no, no, just left, pick, I'll go left wing. I've done left wing. You said it after I picked.
That's a high press, boy.
Well, was high. That is crazy from an Arsenal fan, but I'm just going to take the reins and just take control here and pick the greatest player to ever play in the Premier League and an Arsenal player. I'm picking Thierry Henry.
He went in January, yeah?
Yeah, he did.
He did go in January.
Oh, sassy bitch. Calm down.
Look at the t-shirt.
Whoa. Jesus Christ.
He's back, bro.
That's a question.
That is the best round. That is the best first round pick. Ain't going to get better than that.
You're getting the older Henry, though. There's a second smell.
Wait, so he's got the old Henry?
No, I've got Reebok.
No,
he's got Reebok.
No, a second.
No, he's got 12, number 12 Henry.
Yeah.
No, that's a baller, though.
It don't work like
but that's
that.
That's up front only, yeah.
He tried to write the narrative. He said he came in. Puma. You said he came in and done well, changed the team's fortunes.
I never said that either. I definitely didn't say that.
But you know what? You're right. You'd be right though.
Look, it doesn't work like that.
It does work.
All that matters is the names on the team sheet when it's finished. I have Thierry Henry.
You've got MLS Henry.
That stinks.
Look, hate if you want. Yeah. I have Thierry Henry. Dan,
the bitch is back.
The bitch is back. Hey, listen, that is not the bitch is the greatest player for value in the Premier League. This player is the best player for value anywhere. I don't want. I would hurt him.
Wait.
Do it. Just do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
One of the best players ever.
I do it. Do it.
Luis Suarez. Yeah.
I was waiting. I was like, I nearly got there. I knew it. I saw him.
Hey, you could take his guy. Hey, you could take his
that
guy.
That hurt, man. That was waiting. That one there, but everyone's got to get it now. So I got two picks, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Pause.
I don't worry about all that, man. I'm just pausing everything just in case. You know what I'm saying? Pause. You get me?
You get what I'm saying? You had all this time, bro.
Hurry up, man.
You had two picks.
All right, cool. I'm going to take... I'm hurt. Really hurt. I don't want Ivanovic. Fuck him. Pause. Coutinho.
Ooh.
All right, and who else?
I'm going to have Coutinho in left wing. Yeah, off the left. And then... I'm going to get blessings. I don't want that. Ooh.
Brother.
Broski.
Julian Alvarez up top right now.
That was weird.
Stinks.
Bad front two.
What is foul? Julian Alvarez. You just said he's top three in the world. Wow. Now it stinks. And you got Potbelly Henry, bro.
I got Thierry.
You got Potbelly Henry, bro.
More official than
I got Thierry. I got 20 goals, 20 assists.
Now
Henry.
I'm going to go.
No, you ain't got that.
Best value player ever in the Premier League. £60,000 from Sligo
Rovers. This is the pick of the draft.
Seamus Coleman.
Pick of the draft.
Suarez and Coleman in the
that
same
is
team.
Draft no pick, shame. Man. That no. is great first pick.
That's it. Listen, he'll be delivering, man. That's a good pick, man.
One of the greatest top five right back all time, Prem.
I'm only going with quality.
I love that.
I'm only going with quality. Don't let these men push an agenda. I've got 20 goals, 20 assists, Henry up top.
No, you ain't.
I'm telling you what I've got.
You got Henry outscored by Bradley Wright Phillips.
We muted that. That mic's going to be muted. I'm telling you, only legends, only Hall of Famers, only quality. I'm just going to go to my centre back, my captain, my Killy, Rio Ferdinand.
What one's that one? QPR?
Oh, wait.
Is it the QPR one?
West Ham.
Listen, I don't care. Use it on the game. That's a good one.
If it's West Ham to Leeds, that's a great
It doesn't matter
like
where he's from. They're not going to know that afterwards. They're just going to see the names on the list. I've got Rio Ferdinand, Man United captain. That's who I got.
It's like seeing Pele on the list on a five-a-side now. Like, bro.
Hey, it's effective,
and Maradona.
Bro. You see Pele and Maradona, you shit yourself.
They're dead, though.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is Pele dead?
You know how many people at home is not even going to be following the rules? They're just going to see that I've got Henry and Rio. Tell you that I won.
I hear it.
It's LA Gal, it's New York Red Bulls to Arsenal, man.
You've got to concentrate.
Come on, lips.
All right, so I was going to keep it simple. I don't love this player at the moment, but I think when he landed, he was amazing. I'll tell you lot's best player, Bruno Fernandes.
Oh, don't do that.
Dark. Darkness is your
Lisbon,
ally.
Lisbon to United.
Oh, that's the best one.
One. Left, yeah, it'll be like left eight-ish. I don't like tens, but he'll be like my 10 when we're on the ball.
Hey, boys, eight. So do you know who I'm going to go with? This is my number 9. And I think, give it another, we're starting to see it now, but this is a geezer that sat at this table with us.
Okay.
And when he went to Man United for 7 million, record signing, he actually helped United push over against the and get the league. But I do believe he's one of the most underrated players. I think the most underrated player of the Premier League era. Andy Cole.
I'm telling most you, underrated?
Most underrated. You can't find me a more underrated player than Andy Cole.
I rate him, so he's not underrated to me.
Nah, he don't get spoke of. When we're talking...
You're talking about in general. Like,
he should be... Yeah. Someone should say he could be the greatest Prem player of all time.
No, he shouldn't say that.
That's
too much. You're asking for too much smoke.
All right, okay. All right, let's keep this moving. Poet, you got 2 picks.
Wait, I went too mad.
I have 2 picks. Also, would like an apple juice if it's available.
Oh, right, yeah, I'm scared to drink this, bro. I want what you're on.
Why?
Bro, it's too real.
Look at it, it's brown.
All right, so boys, all I'm saying is this, yeah? On a level, Tuesday is the Christmas period. You got to pick people with biblical names. You got to pick people that you think are better than Declan Rice.
Bethlehem.
And you got to pick people that you genuinely believe Dan should be picking.
Okay.
Arsenal were meant to sign him, but we signed Jorginho instead. I'm going Moses Caicedo.
What, did Brighton buy him in January?
Better than Declan Rice stinks.
It's Moses, is it?
It's Moses.
Brighton has to, because he didn't go Chelsea.
He's an idiot.
Brighton.
Poet's starting to understand the game.
But Poet's a idiot. He called him Moses. It's Moses.
It's all right.
His whole speech made no sense.
Did he definitely go January?
We're going to, yeah, for Brighton, to Brighton, yeah.
To Brighton.
Hey, that's blasphemy, you know, Poet. So you better just, yeah.
Go on, Poet, you got one more.
Oh, but that's a good.
That was a sensational pick.
All right, next pick I'm going to go for is another guy that should have gone to Arsenal. He actually even made this little Instagram or Twitter video taking the piss of not signing for us and then cried when he won the League Cup. But either way, I like him. He used to be a boxer back in the day. Now he plays for Newcastle. Bruno.
Guimarães.
Come on, my
That's our combative.
I'll be honest, man. Oh, if he plays for you lot, I don't think Declan Rice gets a game.
All right, Steve, I'll see you scrolling through your phone there. What you
yeah,
got?
Yeah, you know what it is? I remember when Sigurdsson signed for Spurs. Like, I thought that was a good signing at the time, but I don't want to pick him.
For obvious reasons.
I'm going to go with, on the left wing, right wing, sorry, because it's just about the name. Not the period.
Don't do this.
I'm going for Mr. Mo Salah.
Oh, he pissed me off. That was my next pick.
What's that? What's that to Chelsea?
That's the one to Chelsea.
Yeah, it don't matter.
But it doesn't matter.
He fucked me off.
From Basel to Chelsea, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Come on, my Chargy.
Oh, no, man. I was going to 3 legends.
It was close. It's where your place is, well, it's difficult. You got to make the right decision, fam. What are you saying, Lippy? You look stressed.
Do you know what it is? Google chatting rubbish. I'm just going to have to do the memory thing. We can't pick him. Trust me. He used to play for Arsenal. He's gone now. I can't pick him. It's not happening. What we'll do is we will move.
What? All right, listen.
Aubameyang. No, we won't. Okay, we won't.
Okay, bud.
We'll just play Trossard false nine then. And what? Aubameyang will be off the left.
We're already struggling, innit?
He could sign Trossard and move Aubameyang on top.
Brother, yes, that's interchangeable.
Can I say something? Right. I'm just going to say something. You can do it because I'm a fan of that because I've wanted to do it many times.
So why did?
But there's been times. There's been times we've sat at this table and I've wanted to move somewhere to somewhere. I remember there's a time you didn't even give me Maradona. Yeah, like you lot have been so
that
strict.
That draft was Prem. You wanted Maradona in the Prem draft.
No, it was Italian. Shut up, man.
We move people all the time, as well.
You can move when you have the guys, isn't it? So yeah, Trossard.
So lock in, remember?
No, if they play in that position, you can move them, bro.
Yeah. This guy's always doing that. Do you remember the time?
He tried Neymar right wing one time.
Shut up, man.
No, it's you. Yeah, so I'll have Trossard left wing, Aubameyang in the 9.
Yeah, my one don't stink, man. Go on, that stinks, man.
Well, isn't it? Thank you.
That's cold. Sorry. What do you mean?
All right. I got Henri. Did I say what Henri was playing? Am I allowed to play Henri left wing?
Not that Henri.
Hey, yeah, please.
No, wait.
Please.
That Henri
is not
never.
A certain time. It's just Henri, bro.
No, it ain't, bro. He drifted to the left. He didn't start
pot
left.
Belly Henri mince pies. It's not Vava Voom, bro.
Obviously, we're going with names again. I am going to pick the best right back in Premier League history, Kyle Walker.
Oh, what one is that?
It
though?
Doesn't matter. Stop asking me this stuff. Stop asking me.
A good one.
I don't care. I'm just saying, stop asking me this stuff.
You know what? I'm going to give you a name for your team. Branium. Your name's called
Branium. Branium.
Branium.
Yeah, that's it.
That's your name of his team, Branium. Yeah, everyone's Branium.
I am going to go for...
That's all I need.
Can't
I'm trying to get an outcome.
I'm going to push. All right, you know what? I'm going to go for...
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What was the more talented, better version of Henry? Huh? He never really became it.
How can you play him?
I know exactly what he's talking about.
What do you mean? I'm going Nicholas and Elcroft to left.
No. No, he's a nine.
He don't play off the left.
No,
that's why I couldn't
he's
pick him
a
just
nine,
now,
bro. No, that don't happen, bro.
He don't play off the left, Dan. I've
never seen Elcroft play off the left.
Drogba played up top, he played off the left.
Dan, you've got 5 seconds to pick a player or you're getting Samaras.
He's a baller, though.
Then let me go and get... I need to work out if I play him off the right or if I play him 10, in the middle.
9.
I'm going to go Juan Mata.
Can't argue with that.
Went to United. Moyes in the January.
He definitely went to United in January, but I'm not sure when he went to Mata.
Again,
to
I suppose it wouldn't matter anyway. It don't matter.
It don't matter. Luz.
Sorry, Chad.
All right, so I've got... you gotta lock up the door.
Come on, hey! Come on, work. Right,
have
shut
it in your head,
man, before we
I've
go.
I've got them. I've got who I want to sign. Yeah, but I just want to know what where did he move to, and yeah, if it's the right one. All right. Oh yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna yeah, because there's not many good goalkeepers, and he got team of the season last year. So I'm gonna go Matt Sells in goal. Yeah.
We do need goalkeepers.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then is this Bolton to Chelsea, Gary Cahill, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to take him as well.
Won a Champions League?
Yeah, I'll take him as well, man. And nothing's going to hurt Dan now, like me taking how he took Suarez, so...
But you got to do something.
I'm trying, man. If Fernando Torres is there, I'm not taking him.
That's cool. All right, Dan, where are you going?
It's back to me, innit? I can't tell if I'm being a prisoner at the moment here, but I want him to go... Rodgers.
Oh, that's a baller. What are we talking about?
But what one is it though? Is it Manchester City to Middlesbrough?
Borough to Villa.
It doesn't matter.
This is literally this guy.
Two
here.
Seasons ago, Rodgers.
Yeah,
focus.
But this is Rodgers, bro.
That's a baller, bro. What are you talking about?
It's my guy, man.
Well, I'm obviously, you know me, I'm gonna stay consistent and I only need absolute rude.
Branium.
Top ballers. Mascherano.
Branium.
And the maddest thing is that was the West Ham January one.
It doesn't.
He didn't play.
He's got bare eight. No, it is. He's got 88 Lamborghini, 88 Ferrari, 88 Porsche, but they're dead.
You know, it's worse than that. You know, you went to school. You're like, your trainers are dead, but they're Nike though.
Actually,
I'm gonna put him in a six because I have I got another centre back to get? I've got Rio already
in
it.
He didn't play centre back in the Prem.
Facts. But he was the dirtiest, he was the coldest.
All right, fine.
Even at six, he's cold.
I'll put him in a six.
He's cold,
He's what Caicedo's trying to be.
So far, Branium. Rio, Kyle Walker, Mascherano, he's are struggling. He's are struggling.
Branium.
No, I'm not struggling, but I'll tell you
I'm not struggling.
Lippy is.
Trossard. And
I'll pick for your Walcott then, yeah.
Listen.
I'll take it for your Walcott.
You can't do that, brother.
Brother, he gave him Theo Walcott.
Oh, for real. Come on, give him more, man.
Yeah, encourage that.
But yeah, I'll take Theo. You know, I'm going to go all Arsenal, you know. I'll go Theo Walcott. I can't just have like other players now. Trossard's there. Guys got to stick together. So yeah, I have Walcott.
What goalie did you sign in January?
Mark Poombs.
Mark Poombs, yeah.
Oh, Vita Manoni.
All right, come on. Let's move this along, boys.
Sticking to my theme of actually signing people that actually help their team in January rather than legends that never even played.
Good luck with that.
I'm going to sign QPR's Tarapt. The streets will never forget.
I was going to get him, you know, but he didn't help them in the Prem. He helped them in Champ, but I hear you.
Did he sign them in the Prem or the Champ? So?
No, he signed here. He went on loan first.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm having him centre mid.
Centre mid?
10. Sorry,
yeah.
10.
No, not 10.
That or off the left?
8.
8.
Right, he's a bad boy at 6.
He plays 4 now.
It's his team.
Allow it, man.
Nutmegs, hella nutmegs.
He can play wherever, he's a footballer.
Do you know what he used to do in my Alma team? Mess up my chemistry, but baller. Give man nightmares.
5-star skills, innit?
This Tarab. Time. I watched his debut in English football when he played in the Rezzies. He played Tottenham versus Arsenal. He embarrassed every... We went to go and watch Jay Simpson. But I didn't care about Jay Simpson after. And you're my brethren.
All right, Poet, come on, you got 2 picks?
I do, and I think one of the individuals I'm going to pick might mess up Lippy's team, but I say it, Gah. This boy made his debut at 15 years old and was going absolutely crazy. And he plays for my team and people try and put him down. And I don't understand why, because half the people put him down haven't even got a right foot like he's got a left foot. I'm talking about the boy they call Martin Odegaard. Shout him out. Sorry,
that was my next signing, you know.
You're done now. So he's going to be in my midfield. I just want you to know my midfield is Bruno, Martin, Moses.
Cold. That's a good balance, yeah.
Of course. What else is it going to be?
Definitely going for Odegaard, you know.
Oh, so who cares? The next person.
Give him the T-shirt.
Forget Footlocker. We prefer JD. Jermaine Defoe, thank you.
Cold.
Oh, that's decent.
It's not decent. It's better than decent. Where about your own?
The bitch is back.
you might need this T-shirt, you know.
I'm going to go for a number 6. For me, could be as good as Michael Carrick in the future. That's his ceiling for me. And that is Adam Wharton.
I knew he was going to do that.
Baller.
If that's his ceiling, that's dark, man.
Really?
What? What? And he talks about growth.
No, don't worry about that.
I got to do this for the culture, man. There's 2 Arsenal left backs that we signed in January. But one of them, we signed him from God knows who to play against Bayern in the Champions League.
Really?
Yeah, his name is Cohen Bramall.
Really? Oh,
and I saw him score a big boy free kick the other day. I think it was for Luton. I think crazy. It was for someone.
Yeah. Him?
All our left backs were injured. He didn't play. He came and played like 10 minutes for us and we sent him on like 2-3 loans and he just went.
Do you know the disrespect? I've gone to Arsenal to go watch Arsenal play, bro. I didn't go to the box. I didn't go to club level. I went to like the 50, 60 pound tickets. I see him there. I said, nah. And this is when he played for the club. He played for the club.
Let's stop being disrespectful.
I'm telling you, let me say it here first. What's his name?
Cohen Bramall.
He will be back in the Premier League. His left foot.
How old is he?
What? What?
He's getting on, yeah, man.
Are you joking?
That was a while ago. Wenger signed him. Wenger
don't worry, you heard it here first.
It might be the wrong one. If he's the one that scored the left... he's scoring them in a row, bro.
Aye, Steve-O, class of 72, that kid that took free kicks with both feet.
Oh, yeah, Cole. Aye. Levels. League of 72, but yeah.
Whatever.
I said class of 72. I said, what? Yo, you swear down, you saw that.
Luz is so old, you
know. Class of 72.
We got a class of 92. He knows about the class of 72. Like, that is insane.
You're guessing them man there, blood.
Like, he is. Luz,
you're old, cuz.
Football historian, man. Like, listen.
But yeah, I've got Cohen Bramall.
All right, cool.
For the culture.
You know what, Aguan? You know I only do big names. Brand you know I got the best right back in Premier League history. I'm going to go for the best top 3 left back in Premier League history, Patrice Evra.
Yeah, man.
What, was that Evra to United? Or
he not Brand Branium, though. I'm not Brand Branium.
Patrice Evra
to West Ham, innit?
He's one of the best. Ham. He's one of the best left backs to ever play in the league.
Evra to West Ham.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Hey. He loves it.
I don't understand what man's doing. I don't think that could do that. I don't understand what man keep asking me stupid questions for.
Hey, you're doing the show.
That was a strong ER, you know. That was a strong ER.
I meant Gah.
Yeah,
I meant
like, bad.
Hurry up, man.
I didn't mean girl, I meant Gah.
That was a strong ER.
Loons will appreciate this one, yeah? Because you lot didn't let me have an Elko on the left. But I remembered that there's a proper Don. On the left.
Who?
Old school, class of 72.
Oh my God. If you're gonna take this guy.
That's Brilla.
Oh! That's his guy, bro.
Oh, Fastino.
Baller.
That's my guy, man. Cigarettes. Aye, everybody, gal, nutmeg Gary Neville, punch him up in the tunnel and everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Quality player.
Good signing, that.
Quality.
But can I say something? I just want to say something. I'm quite convinced that back then they didn't even do January transfers. They'd have signed him.
No, no, basically, you're right. You're right.
You sure?
Yeah. They stopped it, like, it was until March and then they cut it off. But then at some point, there was.
Because he paid through Christmas because he had a great Christmas period and he just signed and he had a great Christmas period. So I reckon he signed just before.
You could sign literally anybody up until like March.
Check when he signed.
No, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was February.
No. He done Christmas. I remember him in the gloves and that, but it's all good.
Nah, February 96.
Yeah.
He signed February 96.
Well, you got it. So I was wrong. So.
Mentally done Christmas.
Next Christmas. Next Christmas.
He was going
crazy.
You're crazy.
I gave you my heart.
The very next day,
you gave it away.
Go on, Luge, you got two picks.
I got two picks, obviously. I got Gary Cahill and Matt Sells. I picked that last time, so we got a goal. I was going to go do that on the right there, but that obviously, but I'm going to be focused and I'm going to go and take Daniel Agger.
Ooh.
Dead.
That's probably the worst. Right, let me tell you what's a lot saying. As far as the worst signing I've ever seen on drafts.
What I
swear to God, he is the worst signing.
He's trying to say it like it's cold.
Focus.
Daniel Agger.
Like he took something from us.
All right, man. It's a couple of you, man. You're going to have Benjani at centre back, bro. I know. It's going to get dark. Exactly. There's not many. I counted the centre back. It's minimal. I got the two better ones. Anyway, so I'm going to go on my right wing. You know this is going to cuss out everybody. Anyone I sign anyway. So, I don't care.
God, he's done, you know.
God damn it.
Lose you the whole two rounds, bro.
I want centre midfield. Nah, I don't want him, man.
Oh.
This might be your last draft, you know.
Yeah, wait, I'm the best at drafts.
No, you're not.
I am. Oh, easy. Duh. Right wing killer. Mo Salah before Mo Salah, but he just didn't have the drive. Pause.
Who?
Ben Arfa.
Well done.
There you go. Hey, I'll be honest, he never played on the wing. He played through the centre, but go on.
No, he didn't. He played off the right, bro. Chill out, bro.
They didn't do the right stem times there, brother.
He did. Defo did, bro.
He scored 100%.
He played 10 sometimes.
Off the right, bro. You need to cool, bro.
All right, come, let's move this along.
There was another good centre back on there. One of the best.
Yeah.
Branislav
Ivanovic. Yeah, man.
He's a right back. Nah, he's a right back.
He can play centre back.
Look at you lot fighting. I'd pick Danny Agger as poor pick. You're putting a right back at centre back.
No, Ivanovic plays centre back, you donor.
For Chelsea, he didn't.
He played
not like
back.
That. They're top Ivanovic.
He played right back for Chelsea, bare.
But he's their right back.
And he plays centre back, though.
Bare.
He plays centre back, bro, as well. Just, that's true. Yeah,
nah,
he
man. Carvalho, Terry.
All right, look, we got Ivanovic. He can play centre back. That's
he
all right.
He can play centre back, all right. And he was better than Agger. Much better than Agger.
It's not about if he's better. You're playing him out of position.
All right, well, cool. Because everybody's taking all the centre backs, and I've got one of the best centre backs in Premier League history already in Rio Ferdinand, I need a partner that, obviously, we're going to play it from the back. I need it to be slick. I need it to be, you know what I'm trying to say? Nah. I need a footballing Steve pairing. Stop cutting me off, please. England international. One of the top boys ever. Won everything with Man City. I'm going with John Stones.
That's these.
Barnsley to Everton. Right.
Brother, you really don't get how this works.
You can't have number 12 Henri and think you've got Henri. What 14,
got
bro?
Henri.
You've got number 12 Henri, bro.
Right.
You've got number 12 Henri. Dark.
Again, when my team comes up at the end, that's all they're going to know.
If you bought, some would you buy your son a shirt with 12 Henri on it?
I wouldn't buy my son with no Henri on it.
No, I'm saying if you was to put no.
I wouldn't buy no Henri on it.
All right, Lippy's Bruno, getting a bit of time, man.
I can't do all Arsenal. I've got Bruno, bro.
Just call him Bruno Odegaard, bro.
This guy's a goal hanger. Talk about I'm going to do all Arsenal. Talk Bruno, first chance he got. Now he's talking about he's messed it up.
He forgot.
I forgot that big Bruno, though, innit? Who else did we sign in January?
Arshavin, bro.
I'll take Jakob Kiwior, yeah, centre back.
Good one. All right.
I'll take Kiwior.
Well, you lot said there wasn't any good centre-backs left, and I can't believe you've left this one out, because for me, and I always said when he went Arsenal, he wasn't the best, but
Luis.
Wait, there you go.
Arsenal, David Luiz.
Bad player.
That's a great pick.
One sec.
That's a great pick.
If you're David overall Luiz looking at his player. Career, he's still banging goals now. David Luiz.
Goals.
Who's he playing for?
He's a centre-back.
Centre-back.
No,
this
he
is what
for?
We're talking about.
Who's he playing for?
I'm not having it. David Luiz is a rude boy.
Who does he play for? Because he plays for a weird team, innit?
Yeah, who does he play? I don't know. Who does
he
play
Champions
for?
League. Paphos, he plays for the Greek team. He plays for the
Why
Greek
team. Why are you
team.
Doing that?
What?
What happened?
Look, Steve-O's right. He scored in Champions League the other day. Yeah. He plays for Paphos.
What's the matter with you lot? Why are you trying to catch
He's
me
the
out?
Same guy that screamed when Suarez nutmegged him, you know? You know, for Paris Saint-Germain, he went, ah! He's caught on the mic, you know that? And he rapped.
It's not Paris one.
It's worse than that.
It's Chelsea, brother.
He's played 9 games for Paphos.
He scored 5
goals. 3 league goals,
three,
bro.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
Man said 5. I get
it, man. No, but one in the Champions League as well, and another one in the Cup. It's 5
hey,
overall.
Hey, four. Ref, we need a sub, ref.
What?
Hammy.
We need a sub, man.
Aye.
Oh.
Get him off, right. man.
Oh, yeah, have you been taking notes of who we signed?
All right, so my guy, yeah?
Daniel Book, your Beckham book.
All right, poet, you got 2.
Long wheelbase.
All right, the person I'm going to pick right now. He started, do you know what? So I know players play for contracts, you know, because he was playing well last season. This season, I'm not really seeing much. And then as January is approaching, I'm seeing him banging goals again, and he's all linked with United, linked with City. He said he was going to feature on Filthy Fellas. Then next he said to me he's not going to feature. I can't lie, that disappointed me, my guy. And I know you watch the show, so you're going to hear what I'm saying, but I pick you anyway. Come and respect your thing. Shout out Ghana, Semenya.
Okay then.
Antoine, it's a good pick.
Semenya on the right. And then obviously one thing that Loons pointed out, you always try and get on Loons, but he says important things. He just says a lot. So sometimes you just got, he's like TK Maxx. He's going to be there for a little while, but you're going to
Hey, Self would just sell enough things as well. Chill out, brother.
But he said there's not much keepers. So I'm going to go with Pepe Reina.
All right.
It's a good one.
You don't need to focus.
It's better than Sells.
So you just said a keeper there, Pepe Reina. Well, I'm going to go one better. I'm going to, as they call it in where I come from, they call it Trump.
Where are you from?
I'm going to Trump you.
Where are you from?
You want to Trump? You from?
Huh? Where are you from when they say that?
I don't know. I saw Trump in the Epstein file, so you keep trumping me, my guy.
I'm going to Trump you, yeah? I think the era. I was talking about the era rather than the area, yeah? And I'm going to go for me... This is top 5 January transfers ever.
Andy Carroll.
And this is Begovic to Stoke City. 3.25 million. It was on the 1st of February. But for me, that was one of the greatest signings probably in Premier League history.
Can I say something, Paul, please?
And why was it? Why is that the greatest signing?
Because he went there. One, he kept them up and sent them got them to a semi-final of the FA Cup.
Begovic signed that?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember how many goals he scored?
No, he's a goalkeeper.
Begovic was really good for Stoke.
He was unreal.
He was unreal for Stoke.
He was unreal.
He was a good goalkeeper.
He did score.
He did score as well.
He was a good goalkeeper. He was like, don't do that.
Have you ever seen a goalkeeper take someone to a semi-final? Unless it's a quarter-final penalty.
In a cup, it's usually the keeper. It's usually the keeper.
All the way there.
What up? I'm telling you. Anyway.
Sergio. Romero.
No. 100%.
What's that back up?
Dukic, Jordi Dukic.
Who's Dukic? Dudek.
Steve, I got Begovic in goal. Lippi, it's on you.
Yeah, let's just forget about the all Arsenal thing that I said, and it was a mistake. The context of this transfer, I don't like transfers like this. When a club has a player and they let them go and they don't think they're great, and then they sign them back because they are great. But Matic... from Benfica to Chelsea was in January.
I have him
as
terrible,
a 6.
Terrible sign.
Match is good. I told you, don't matter when it was. Don't matter when it was, just by the name.
This is Chelsea match though, not you lot's match.
Just by the name.
That is shocking.
But yeah, I'll have him 6.
Oh, no, Match is a champion, he's a Premier League winner. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm running out of name brand, guys.
Bro, you got like only half your team, come on.
I know what you're doing. You're doing Galactico. You need a couple Gravesons in there. You get what I'm saying? None Neon brand.
All right. Galactico's ended in 2005. Gravesen signed in like 2006, 7?
Gravesen was in the Galactico's team.
05, 06.
Zizou, Ronaldo.
Gravesen was in the Galactico's team.
He signed in like 06 or 07.
Bro, he's Makalele replacement.
Kaká was the last Galactico signing.
Anyway, this is the point that we're making. He was in the Galactico's team.
You lot
are going mad. I've lost it. Anyway, I still need quality. An excellent talent in the midfield, great on the ball, great football IQ. He's a dressing room man because he knows how to get put it about. I'm gonna take Jermaine Jennis.
Good transfer.
Couldn't care less.
I remember when he sat at this table, he actually told us that move for him. We went there and he should have got into the England team, but he got injured, didn't he?
Sensational. Jermaine Jennis, that's my pick.
Just loves Gal too much, man. But yeah,
as I told you, he's a dressing room man. He likes to put it about. He's vital
Trust
to the team.
Me.
Harm to JJ, fam.
You need man that get gal.
I know, bro. Of course.
So you want him in the dressing room, yes. Maybe not in your dressing room.
Hey, right, Jad, come on, man.
What do you want me to do? Anyway, all right, I'm going to complete my front three.
Man said his front three. This is his first
front three.
He's
like,
see that man
there. I have to take over, bro. All right, where's Asprilla from? Colombia. All right, I'm going to have an all South American.
No, you're not.
Up front.
You're not.
Got Luis Suarez up top, Asprilla left wing, and I'm going to go Gabi Jesus on the right.
Nah, he's not right.
What do you mean?
He
can play on the right wing.
Nah, he can play on the right wing. And best season there for Man City.
And the City one was the right wing.
He's playing right wing.
Yeah, it's the City one.
He can play on the right.
Focus, man.
All right, go on, Luis. You've got two picks. Don't make this take 20 minutes,
please. I'm just going to feel out my defence. You laughed at me. It just makes sense for me. Obviously, you probably picked the best right back on there, but I've picked the most decorated right back on there. Yeah, World Cup winner, two-time Euros winner, Champions League winner, La Liga winner.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Didn't win that with Liverpool. Arbeloa. Yeah, right back. Yeah,
that's a solid pick. That's a solid pick.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, it's a solid pick.
He's a winner, bro. Arbeloa, and then I'm gonna.
You could do all
of that. Yeah, man. Mad.
Arbeloa.
Mad thing, sad thing, and also a bad thing. You understand?
For Arbeloa.
Yeah, mad thing, sad thing, also a bad thing.
Mad thing, sad thing for Arbeloa is crazy.
He's not worth it, you're saying.
You know what's killing me, yeah? Because Marks has got a right back. I want to know who you're playing there, brother.
Don't worry about who I've got.
Right, then. Don't worry. Scaloni and all them man there, brother. So I'm going to... it's getting dark, you know. So I'm going centre mid and I'm going Alexis McAllister.
Okay.
Very good.
Two solid picks.
Yeah, thank you.
Jad, you up again?
I'm just going to get keeper out of the way. And I just remember this guy from Match Attacks. It's the hardest spelling ever. He was at Bolton, I think. Jaskalainen.
Crap.
You see? No, unbelievable.
Are you on about the one that went to West Ham?
No, this one went to Bolton.
Yeah, he went to Bolton.
He was unbelievable. You see.
That's Yuri.
Yuri Jaskalainen, isn't it?
You see.
Yeah, like Moses. Poor, Casado. Bro.
You know when the keeper goes to bend down and it rolls through their legs?
That didn't happen to him.
Yes, it did. I've seen it happen to him.
You never seen that?
I definitely did.
Anyway, I need more quality. I've only got Henry up top. 20 goals, 20 assists, Henry.
take away 17.
I'm going to go to the left wing because I need ability up there. I'm going to go with Luis Diaz.
Yeah, good one.
Okay.
I like that.
Luis Diaz. Loons, can you hear what I'm saying?
Why did we miss that out?
I picked Luis Diaz. That is a great signing.
I ain't got no wingers, bro. I'm fine, bro.
Remember, I've only got Galacticos, and anybody who ain't a Galactico is a quality signing. Remember this, boys. Remember this. Safe to say I might have won this.
Big Phil, nah. Man. We're going to see. Let's add up this. Everyone transfer fees after.
I think the bitch is back.
I'll be honest, yeah. I got Bruno. I'm going to take your other best player now. Wait, have I got right wing three? I do, innit? I don't. Who's right wing?
Who's he got?
No, you know what? I should be able to play him right back then because he plays wing back.
No.
For United.
You're good, man.
I'm joking. Yeah, so I'll get, obviously, I came up with this myself. Abu Diaby from Auxerre to Arsenal in the January of 2008.
2006.
2007. You've picked him on potential because he never fulfilled it, right?
What are you talking about? He was good. What do you mean? Man said potential. I saw him playing. He was really good.
But he didn't. All right, Lips. You know what
he
I'm
did,
saying?
Did like we?
Anyway,
he might not have got to where he
so
was
that's
meant
it
to
then.
Be, but you saw that he
that's
was
it
good.
Then.
You lot are jokers, bro.
My go. Anyway, yeah, right. So
he played enough games for you to see that he's good.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go.
Arbeloa didn't. World Cup winner.
Hang about. Listen, stop. I'm gonna go for someone here. So I've got Walton.
Streets will not forget. Who did I say? Tarapt.
We don't need a recap. We need.
And
a
then next to them in the midfield to complete my midfield, I'm going to go for someone that in this particular season he actually had man for man the best stats of any midfielder. He was actually up there with Frank Lampard and Steven Gerrard. He was unlucky to not get in England. In fact, he did get an England call up. He did make his England debut. That is Jimmy Bullard.
You know what? That right. stinks. But let's go.
Well, Holland.
Let's go. Was that? You know what? He's talented, though.
In what sense, though?
I don't know about stat, but he was a baller.
Is he like same amount of starts, same amount of minutes?
Yes,
he weren't doing.
Like, but for minutes, goals created, goals on top, all of that.
Celebrations.
He was up there. Yeah, he was up there.
Jimmy Bullard's a good player. Jimmy Bullard's a good player, but that pick stinks.
All right, and, so, I don't want to pick him.
Nope, you picked him.
I don't want to pick him.
You picked him, you've got him.
I made a mistake. I thought it was Jimmy Bullard to Fulham. I thought it was that one, but I made a mistake.
It doesn't matter.
So I want to put Nigel de Jong in there.
Nah, we're not doing that. You got Bullard. But you get to go again. Go on, Poet, you got two.
I need a winger. I need a left winger. There was a boy that was at Everton doing his thing, and I thought he was going to go over to Chelsea, and he decided, nah, scrap all that. I prefer to go win the League Cup with Newcastle. He's got two first names. Mr. Flash Gordon himself is going to be on the left wing for me.
Big up Anthony Gordon.
And then I need a right back.
That's a good pick.
I agree. I need a right back. This individual here, I believed was Mexican for so long. I don't know why. He's actually from Colombia. And he plays for Crystal Palace.
Oh, Muniz.
He's a bit old. That's what, 28, 29? So if he'd been a bit younger, I think he probably has a longer career in the Premier League.
He's one of the better fullbacks in the league right now.
Totally agree. Mr. M himself is going to be playing right back for me.
Now say his name properly, please.
Muniz.
Oh, there we go.
Back to
me. Good pick. That's a good pick.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man.
So,
you got any good picks?
Yeah. I'm going to go for my other centre-back,
Vidic and David Luiz.
Pretend you're looking at Rashford, my guy.
I told you to concentrate.
He doesn't concentrate.
I said your pick was coming up.
He doesn't.
What position do I need, Greg? I'm nearly done. Left wing. No, I thought I had my left wing.
This was not an easy draft. I've got Bramall, boys.
You didn't need him. I don't know why you picked him.
I'm going to go for someone that I'm picking that I think that in the future, this is going to come back and it's going to be another win for me. I'm about 10 up at the moment against Jad.
What?
Jad and loads of people. I'm going to go with a guy. You know what? Fuck it. No, I'm not. I'm going for a legend who is a World Cup winner. A European winner. And in fact, I was working with Sam Allardyce the other day.
Are you for West Ham?
And no, he bought him for Bolton.
Yeah, but if he's a World Cup winner, he's a World Cup winner as a manager?
No.
As a player?
As a player, yeah.
Oh, okay.
His name is Yuri.
Yes, Gladden.
Nah. Djukaev.
Yuri Djukaev.
Yeah. You've done that. World Cup winner.
Yeah. Quality.
I'm playing him left wing. Looks like Jad.
Left wing?
Looks like Jad.
He's like a 10, man.
What?
Yuri Djukaev's like a 10.
Nah, no, but in them days, he could have played left wing though. 100%. Just
him
like
out there is dark.
All right, Lippy, not to put you under any pressure, but I know you are struggling, so let's go.
I got a right back, man.
Okay.
Current Prem right back now. He's doing really well this season. Michael Kayode from...
Oh, he's a rude boy.
Decent.
Kayode's good.
What nationality is he?
He's Italian.
He's at Fiorentina. He's very good. He's very good.
You're the one that told me to watch him.
Yeah, good player.
Very good player, man.
So, I need a right winger. This might be controversial because I don't know, use lots of ball knowledge, but this guy definitely played there a lot.
Oh.
One of the finest strikers, goal scorers
I know he's dead.
The Prem's ever seen. To complete my front three on the right wing, I am going Daniel Sturridge.
Baller. Right wing.
Baller.
Right wing.
Right wing.
Yes. Yeah. Chelsea, Man City, yes.
Yeah. My bad.
That's definitely your bad.
As a young kid, brother.
Sometimes for Liverpool as well, you're right.
No, right wing was Sterling. He was left.
Nah, but sometimes.
Concentrate. One second, because you know I've got Luis Diaz, Daniel Sturridge and Henry up top, so just allow me. Let's not argue about my team, boys. Everybody calm down. Yeah, there's second. Someone could get second place.
Jad, come on,
someone
man.
Someone could get second place, boys. Don't worry. Jad.
I got a right back. I got a left back.
Oh, what?
Left to go. However, I'm going to do something controversial, but the United fans can back me on this, yeah?
All right, let's go.
Rafael.
Yep, rude boy.
Because he played really? Left back as well.
He could play either side.
He played both sides, yeah.
No, his brother.
What's the brother's name again?
Fabio.
Fabio, yeah. He was the left back.
One of my eights, he's gone through, I don't know, is this the move to Tottenham? Dele Alli. All right, so from
Milton Keynes.
MK Dons.
Yeah, yeah. Got a great Dele Alli. So I've got Dele Alli in there. And then I've got a six, right? So I've got McAllister, Dele Alli.
There's some good ones we've missed out on recently.
And then, obviously, Steve-O tried to pick him in his cheating movements. I'm not going to have him, but I'm going to take him.
What?
Pause.
paused it.
Nigel de Jong.
Nigel de Jong?
Yeah.
Oh. I was thinking of Frankie de Jong, sorry.
My DM, I'm going to go over to Leicester City.
Oh,
doing after they won the Premier League. Yeah, what were you doing?
He's telling you, hurry up.
We like Ndidi.
Hey, you lot are down to the finer things now.
That's all right, because I need a midfielder to complete my midfield. And obviously, you know, I'm on name brand business. I mean, I don't know if he's living up to the price tag, but I'm dealing with £100 million midfielders. I am going to take Enzo Fernandez.
I don't wear no way his name brand though.
Bro, like I said, he costs $100 million, bro.
Figure
it out for yourself.
It's like one of them eggs, innit? It's like you don't even know the name of them. Yeah.
£100 million
It's an expensive egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
No. Fabergé. Is that
Fabergé.
Fromage.
That's yogurt. Yeah, yogurt.
Fromage.
What have I got left?
Fromage eggs is safe.
Centre back, keeper.
Sloppy eggs.
Give me Mark Poom, man.
Who?
Mark Poom, you don't know who that is. Was he Finnish?
Goalkeeper.
Is he from Finland?
Estonia,
that's it.
He's played for Derby County. He was really good in the first move.
You know them man there that are just used to conceding goals, man. You know, what I do you don't mean? Like those goalkeepers.
Broski, he wasn't playing to concede. Mark Poom was one of them man who just had him for no reason.
Nah, you need a third choice keeper.
Is it double O-M?
P-O-O-M. Do you remember? Mark Poom. Not even Martin, you know. Mark.
What's his spelling? Was it P-O-M?
Give me my glasses back, you thief. My Amazon glasses,
pom.
Bro.
I've got them from Amazon. He's stolen.
Pom.
I'm going to go for right back. Yeah. And I'm going to go for someone that, for me, if you really deeped it during his era, because he won the league, he might have even got a Champions League, but during his era, he could go down as a top five right back of all time. And that is Antonio Valencia.
I don't know about that, but he was good right back.
No, I don't think
bro,
he win Champions
he was
League.
Good at
not as a right back. Not there, no.
Nah.
So where did he win the Champions League then?
He was part of the... He didn't win the Champions League. Oh. What did you say he won Champions League?
Maybe possibly.
Nah, he didn't.
He wasn't there in 08?
He represents Bad United.
He wasn't there in 08?
No.
No.
Huh?
No.
No.
Because he was number 7 when he arrived.
He done 10 years there.
No, but he
landed. Oh,
yeah, he done right. 10 years there no, and he left in 2016.
They gave him the number
he
7.
So you're trying to tell me he played for
and
them
he, and he said it's too much pressure.
Come on, bro.
He went there. He was with Rooney in that.
Yeah, but he was there at number 7, but Ronaldo's gone. So when they win the Champions League, Ronaldo's still there.
Yeah, you know, and he took the number 7.
He took it after.
No, he took the number 7 off Michael Owen. So he's long after Ronaldo.
Whatever, he's in my team.
He won the league.
So who did he pick?
Antonio Valencia.
Right oh, back. We love that. Ooh. Great pick. Yeah. Great pick.
Yeah, Mark's told me something about Antonio Valencia back in the day. That he said he's been at Man United how long? 10 years? How long was he at Wigan? 4 or 5 years?
Don't speak no English.
Don't speak no English.
No English.
No English.
Yeah, he's rude still. Finish your team, poet.
No problem. I need to just ask a couple of questions. I do apologise. Should have been concentrating. Digne, has anyone picked him?
Nope.
No.
I would like to pick that young individual, Digne.
Getting his team. Lucas Digne, great pick.
His son actually trains in London for an English team with the same team that Arteta's son plays for as well.
More unnecessary information, but let's go again.
That is unnecessary.
So, love that unnecessary information.
Just that you know, the sons are also going to be great footballers just like their fathers. Obviously, I'm not quite sure which way you lot were taking it, but who cares what you lot are thinking. The next player, them lot.
I'm going to borrow you my t-shirt.
I was indecisive in what player to pick out of these two, because we got one player that Steve-O's been ranting about and talking about, and he said he's better than Euro. Everyone went mad. Lippy and Steve-O said, let me go take a look at this guy. He's definitely better than Euro. Or we got another individual.
Kevin Nolan?
No.
Chat about mate. Concentrate.
Or the other individual that's an invincible.
It's easy. Go there.
So do I go to the invincible or do I go to the guy that's better than Euro?
Hey.
What's that?
Go with that.
They're both black.
Oh. Yeah, for real. So I'm going to go to Colatore. Colatore is going to play centre back for me. He's an invincible. He also played for Manchester City. He's even gone on to be in coaching staff and achieve. So I think he's done quite a bit as a coach, as a player. And next to Margs, I think I've got one of the best teams in the group.
Definitely. I see it, poet. I see it. Well done. Steve, so I'm going to finish your team.
I've got to finish my team. Left back. I'm going to choose a left back that is now a coach at Arsenal.
Oh, baller.
Yeah, his name is Argentinian.
Baller.
His name is also is biblical. His first name. It's biblical. And also Argentinians, the Germans moved to Argentina in 1949.
Argentina's crazy.
Well, the war. So a lot of them got.
He's just talking.
I think it was a bit earlier than that. But.
Stop before it gets worse.
Yes. There's a whole German town, I think, in Argentina or Brazil, one of the two.
His family are from there. Heinze.
Heinze.
Anyway, Gabriel Heinze. Heinze.
And Scotsman.
Where did he go in January?
Man United.
Oh, is that where we're going? Yeah.
Where did you not get him from? Italy.
Argentina.
Yeah.
Nah, let's take a look. I don't think I'm not sure about that.
Because he wasn't on my list.
Did Gabriel Heinze sign with Manchester United?
I'm almost certain
he
signed in the summer. I'm almost certain.
Poet, can you fact check this, please?
I'm almost certain he signed in the summer because I was like, oh my God, what?
Hey, Steve, the way he just says it slyly, he's just like,
he signed in June, innit?
He signed in June.
Wait, so of all the players to lie about?
I reckon there's been a couple of lies.
All the players.
Ashley Cole signed for.
Arsenal win.
Derby.
You can't have Heinze. You can't have Heinze.
Really?
No, you can't.
All right. Just going to finish my team.
You're the greatest, man.
I'm going to play Pedro Porro, left back.
At this stage in the game.
Left back's there, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to play left back?
Monreal, bro.
Nah. I'm going to play... Amad Diallo, left back.
Monreal, bro.
You're not playing Amad Diallo, left back.
You can't play Amad Diallo, left back.
I do not want Monreal. He was shit. He was crap.
He wasn't shit.
He was crap.
He won multiple FA Cups.
Well, it's my team. I want to play Reyes, left back.
You can't play Reyes, left back.
He's left footed.
No, he's also dead. You can't do that.
So I want to put, you know who I'm going to put left back? I'm going to put a man that's still playing now at Ipswich, along with his son, which is an incredible feat. He actually got released from Watford and then he stayed on, ended up getting a contract there and then getting into the first team. Got a move to Aston Villa, then got a move to Man United, played for England at two championships and went on to win the league for Manchester United. So yeah, I'm going to put Ashley Young left back.
Is Darren Ferguson a pagan?
Maybe. Why you say that?
Because obviously Ashley Young was playing in an FA Cup tie. And his son was on the bench. I think it was for Everton.
And he didn't bring him on,
yeah.
It was 1-0 for time. Obviously, they needed to win the game. But like, Ferguson, you might be a bit of a pagan.
Just a little bit.
Big boy pagan.
Yeah, but it's not sentiment. Just got to let he's best for the team.
Lippy, you got to finish your team?
I'm going to finish my team with a pagan.
Ooh, makes sense.
Henri wasn't the only Arsenal legend that rejoined Arsenal.
Really?
We got Sol Campbell from Notts County.
Did you?
We did.
He signed twice.
09 or 10. Yeah, he did.
He did. He moved back. He moved back.
In January.
Yeah, January.
He has to be in January.
100%
is
January, yeah.
And Heinze didn't go there in.
No, we saw that.
Sol Campbell was a great pick.
Hey, Donny was born in Plaster. That's mad.
Sol Campbell.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got to finish my team. I need a goalkeeper. And you know what? I can't believe you let a goalkeeper of this quality slide to the last rounds. I've got a... Serie A winner, I've got a Premier League winner, I've got a League Cup winner, FA Cup winner, a Chelsea player of the season. I am going for, is it Carlo?
Carlo Cudicini.
Carlo Cudicini.
Well, Chelsea got Cudicini in January.
I think Tottenham.
Arsenal got him, or Tottenham.
Arsenal. Oh, Tottenham. So you're getting Tottenham Cudicini.
I can't believe at this point in the game, you can't understand how it works. Serie A winner, Premier League Cudicini. Winner, Chelsea player of the season, FA Cup, League Cups.
Also had a car accident at the top of Ferry Lane Estate.
Cudicini was actually good, you know.
Exactly.
He was actually mad good. Exactly. I'm not going to lie.
Ride a bike.
Exactly, Cudicini. Anyway, the best team in the drafts has been completed. It is now Jad's turn.
All right, just quickly before I take it, has Laporte been picked?
No,
I'll go him centre back. That's my loss.
Wow.
That's a good pick.
That was a good signing at the time.
To get him so late in the game, great pick.
Yeah, but...
Hated on every single one of my picks.
Slow.
Every single one.
I got a left back to pick. So you said Nacho Monreal. I don't know who's better, Monreal or Reguilón.
Or who?
Reguilón.
I'd say Monreal, defensively anyway.
defense.
Yeah, I'm going with Monreal. Monreal's a bit Monreal. More serious. Nacho Monreal. I like Nachos.
He was decent, you know.
Monreal weren't too bad.
For a guy with yeah, no Reguilón, pace, no pace,
Reguilón
no power.
Was poor.
Yeah, Reguilón was a bit of a liability.
All right, cool. That is the end of our January draft. I hope that was fun and entertaining. We are going to read out the teams for you now to find out who got second place after me. That's just what we're going to do.
Brandium, bro.
Brother.
You're just in every design a bit of clothes.
You know that you that gets dress. Nike trainers, but they're just the Nike trainers that Nike. No one's got.
Yeah.
But they're Nike, though.
Yeah, they're Nike,
all right,
though.
Cool. When I
love Machino.
When I'm going to read out these teams, I do not want no interruptions from anybody. I am just going to read out these teams. Yeah?
I just
to prove my point, don't say nothing.
Don't add ad-lib.
I don't need no ad-libs. I'm just going to read out these teams.
And then that way you'll know.
Yeah? And that way you'll know. Wagwan.
Wait, before you go, did Dan put Ivanovic centre-back?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad.
Do it again?
It's bad.
I might as well not care.
Ivanovic is 5'9".
All right, cool. So I'm going to read out the teams. And then at the end of the teams, you can give me your team name. I'm going to start with Poet, the gaffer. In goal, he has Pepe Reina. His back line is Digne at left back, Kolo Touré at centre back, Van Dijk as centre back partner, and Muniz at right back. He has a midfield three of Moses Caicedo, Bruno Guimaraes, and Martin Odegaard.
That is good as well.
And a front three of Anton Semenyo, Jermaine Defoe, and Anthony Gordon. That's a good team.
That's a good team. That's a Premier League.
What is the name of your
top
team?
Eight teams.
Prisoner of the moment.
Top eight.
Minimum top eight.
FD. No, FTD.
FTD.
Field of Draft.
I didn't want to ask what it stands for. That was cool. We'll take it. Field of Draft. And again, please, less on the ad-libs from the teams, boys. Let's just get the names out. Let's just...
Ray Loons, calm down.
Right, listen. Steve-O.
Yes, my brother.
Steve-O's team. In goal, he has Begovic.
Whee!
He has a back line of Ashley Young at left back,
jeez,
Vidic and David Luiz as centre back partners, and Anthony Valencia at right back.
Whee, whee.
Anthony Valencia.
Antonio, my bad. My bad. He has a midfield three of Adam Wharton, Jimmy Bullard, and Adel Taarabt. And a front three of Joel Kayef, Andy Cole, and Mo Salah. What's the name of your team, bro?
Valencia.
Valencia?
Valencia.
Balanced team, bro.
It's not the best in the world. It's not the worst in the world.
It's not the worst.
Lippy, lick shot.
It's balanced.
We are moving on to you, Lippy. So, in goal, he has Poom.
Say Mark Poom. Not just say Poom. Sorry, Poom is mad. That's some kind of... You're cussing him. You just got Poom in goal. That's Poom, rude boy.
Cool, look. In goal, he has Mark Poom. He has a back line of Bramall at left back, Kivior, and Sol Campbell with centre back partnerships, and Coyote at
old
right
Campbell
back.
As well.
Ah, this is stinking.
If one it's second. Old Campbell, make sure we do that for
no,
his team as
I
well.
Told you don't no ad-libs. I told you no ad-libs. Just loon
change. So you don't want ad-libs.
I never said old Campbell. I like Sol Campbell. I just don't like Kivior. Anyway, a three in the midfield of Matic, Bruno Fernandes, and Diaby. There's something there. And a front three of Aubameyang, Trossard, and Theo Walcott.
I could get ninth.
What will you call this team?
Ninth.
The ninth wonders.
Ninth. Literally just ninth.
All right, cool. Now we're getting onto my team. Again, please, I don't want to hear nothing, yeah? Everybody just be silent. In goal, I have Kudacini.
Spurs,
I have
Kudacini. Sorry.
Steve-O.
Sorry.
I have...
There's something you've done here. That's crazy.
Stop. In goal, I have Kudacini. I have a back line of Patrice Evra at left back, Carl Walker at right back, and a centre-back pairing of Rio Ferdinand and John Stones.
Decent.
In the midfield, I have Mascherano, Jermaine Jennes, and Enzo Fernandez. And I have a front three of Luis Diaz, Thierry Henry, and Daniel Sturridge.
That's old TT, though.
You could have Daniel Sturridge, you know. You lot got him in January.
Relax. I never said what Sturridge is. I'm just telling you, I've got Sturridge. My team is called CTB. I'm doing the letters.
CTE.
Now. CTB.
Oh.
Clearly the best. It really is. Again, these are fighting against it. Make sure the graphics come up on the screen when we're doing them as well. We're paying for production here. Dan and Jad.
Dan and Jad.
So this two man made this team. So let's see how good this is. We have a in goal. Jaskalainen. We have a back line of Raphael at left back, Seamus Coleman at right back, and a centre back pairing of Ivanovic and Laporte.
That centre backs is crazy. Ivanovic and Laporte.
There's a midfield three of NDD, Juan Mata, and Morgan Rogers.
NDD.
And a front three.
There that we front go. Three's decent, though.
And a front three of Luis Suarez, Tino Esprilia, and Gabriel Jesus. What are you going to call them, Jad?
Dan fucked up.
Dan effed up. That's cool.
DFU.
And last and almost definitely least, we have Luz's team. In goal, we have the sensation, that Matt Sells.
Kind of the worst team ever.
Yeah, that back four is not great.
We have Matt Sells, team of the year, apparently.
Yeah.
Last
season, he was.
No, you'll take it. You'll take it.
Yeah, he was.
We have a back line of Nacho Monreal at left back,
Arbeloa
right back, and a centre back pairing of Gary Cahill and Daniel Agger.
Danny Agger.
Fastest defenders, Monreal, bro.
Flipping
that
hell.
That is insane.
Okay, cool. And there is a midfield three of Nigel De Jong, McAllister, and Dele Alli.
That's decent. That's a decent midfield.
It's half stinking. And then a front three of Julian Alvarez, Ben Arfa, and Coutinho. What do you want to call this team?
Small.
What do you want to call this team?
High tech.
Yeah.
No, it ain't.
3 10.
Julian Alvarez isn't a 10. Ben Arfa's played off the right and Coutinho played off the left.
That's the worst team we've ever seen in a draft, you know?
Almost.
Yeah.
All right. Other than your Begovic reserve goalie.
All right. Well, look, listen, crowd, please get in below.
Bullard.
Get in the comments below and please let me know why you think I won and who you think came second.
What the hell?
Huh? I'm just saying.
Yeah, we apologize for any inaccurate information. Let us know.
That's Steve-O's fault.
Let us know in the comments if you can pick a team of players that we haven't picked so far.
Yeah, let us know who we missed out. Let us know who we missed out on. Like, comment, subscribe.
Everyone have a good new year.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year.
Don't sound too enthusiastic.
Oh, yeah, I definitely won. God bless, man.
And big up everyone who's done Chinese New Year already.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.